ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम। सभी भक्तों का स्वागत है हमारे आज के गीतामृत कार्यक्रम में। अध्याय तीसरा, कर्म योग की व्याख्या। और पिछले बुधवार हमने ये 33वां श्लोक लिया, जिसकी हमने केवल कुछ हद तक चर्चा की। केवल हमने तीन पंक्तियां ली इस 33वें श्लोक की। और आज भाग दो में जो अंतिम पंक्ति है, निग्रह किम करिष्यति, इस पर हम चर्चा करेंगे। सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्या प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्या प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्या प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। अनुवाद इस प्रकार से है, ज्ञानी पुरुष भी अपनी प्रकृति के अनुसार कार्य करता है, क्योंकि सभी प्राणी तीनों गुणों से प्राप्त अपनी प्रकृति का ही अनुसरण करते हैं। भला दमन से क्या हासिल होगा। तो इस श्लोक में भगवान अर्जुन को बता रहे हैं कि एक श्रद्धालु है और एक अश्रद्धालु है। तो जो श्रद्धालु हैं, उन्हें भगवान के प्रति श्रद्धा वो प्राकृतिक तरीके से जागृत करनी है, न कि कृत्रिम तरीके से। वन हैज टू डेवलप फेथ अनटू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड नेचुरली, नॉट आर्टिफिशियली। और इसलिए भगवान ने जो यहां पर कहा है, निग्रह किम करिष्यति, कि कृत्रिम रूप से अपने ऊपर निग्रह लाकर केवल दिखाना कि मुझे भगवान में श्रद्धा है, नहीं, वो कृत्रिम रूप से जागृत की हुई श्रद्धा टिकेगी नहीं। That artificially based faith will not last. बहुत भगवान balanced approach बता रहे हैं। इसलिए हमने पिछली बार चर्चा की थी कि कहीं पर पूरी गीता में भगवान ने नहीं कहा कि मुझ पर अंधा विश्वास रखो, नहीं, मैं जो बोल रहा हूं उसे समझने की कोशिश करो, उसे परखो, अपनाओ और उसका परिणाम देखो। इसे कहते हैं साइंस। इसलिए प्रभुपाद कहा करते थे, भगवद गीता इज नॉट जस्ट अ टेक्स्ट बुक, भगवद गीता इज नॉट जस्ट अ स्क्रिप्चर, भगवद गीता इज अ साइंटिफिक स्क्रिप्चर। तो हमने पिछली बार प्रकृति यान्ति भूतानि, ये जो पंक्ति भगवान ने कही इस पर हमने चर्चा की काफी। समस्त प्राणी प्रकृति रूपी गाड़ी में सवार होकर चले जा रहे हैं, तो हमारा शरीर ये वाहन है, आत्मा ये वाहन का चालक है और परमात्मा वो नेविगेटर है, वो नियंत्रण करता है। वो बता रहे हैं कि किस दिशा में हमें ये हमारा शरीर रूपी वाहन ले जाना है। तो हमने पिछली बार हमारा सेमिनार इससे अंत किया था, निग्रह किम करिष्यति, भगवान जो अंतिम लाइन बोल रहे हैं, व्हाट विल रिप्रेशन अकम्प्लिश। तो अक्सर ये जो लाइन है आज के श्लोक की, लोग इसका गलत अर्थ निकालते हैं। गलत अर्थ कैसे निकालते हैं कि अरे भाई भगवान ने गीता में बोल दिया है निग्रह किम करिष्यति, कि भाई निग्रह करने से क्या हासिल होने वाला है, इसलिए जो मन में आए वो कहो, जो मन में आए वो खाओ, जहां मन में आए जाओ, जो मन में आए वो करो। तो गलत अर्थ क्या हुआ, ये है निग्रह किम करिष्यति का अर्थ बोलते हैं इसे। इसलिए हमने भाग दो में ले लिया ये एक लाइन को, क्योंकि सही रूप में समझना है हमें कि एक तरफ है हमारी प्रकृति, प्रकृति का अर्थ है स्वभाव, जो हमारा स्वभाव होता है, जो हमारा स्वधर्म होता है वो है एक तरफ, और दूसरी तरफ आजकल की भाषा में उसको कहते हैं हमारी आदतें, अवर हैबिट्स। तो अक्सर लोग ये श्लोक लेते हैं और कहते हैं आपको आपकी आदतों को बदलने की कोई जरूरत नहीं, जैसी आदतें आपकी चल रही हैं भगवान के अनुसार, भगवान के लिए उसको निग्रह मत करो, भगवान के अनुसार भगवान के लिए, डोंट रिप्रेस, जस्ट फॉलो वट एवर हैबिट्स यू हैव, लिव योर हैबिट्स, ऐसे बोलते हैं, लिव योर हैबिट्स। तो इसलिए आज हमारा पूरा एक सेमिनार हम लेंगे इस टॉपिक के ऊपर, पावर ऑफ हैबिट्स। तो अधिकांश आज हम अंग्रेजी में बोलेंगे, क्योंकि कुछ टर्म्स आज के सेमिनार के ऐसे हैं कि हिंदी में बोलने की चेष्टा करें तो और भी कठिन जाएगा आपको समझना, इसलिए हम अंग्रेजी में ही बोल देंगे। तो क्योंकि ये टॉपिक ऐसा है और इसके कुछ टर्म्स ऐसे हैं जिसको एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए हम अंग्रेजी ज्यादा इस्तेमाल करेंगे, ताकि हम अच्छी से समझा सकें और आप अच्छी से समझ सको, अपेक्षा यही है। सो पावर ऑफ हैबिट्स। नाउ व्हेन वी टॉक ऑफ हैबिट्स, हैबिट्स आर बिहेवियरल पैटर्न्स विद इन अस विच वी आर बॉर्न विथ, विच वी कैरी अलोंग फ्रॉम अवर प्रीवियस नॉट जस्ट वन लाइफ बट लाइव्स, सो मेनी लाइव्स। एंड देयरफॉर आई वॉज जस्ट ट्राइंग टू analyze this word habit. Let's see. We all know the spelling. Here it's in front of us. H-A-B-T. Now the very meaning of this word habit, it's very sticky in nature. You know, something is very sticky, like Fevicol or like glue, something very sticky. It takes a while for that adhesive to go away when it rubs on you. So the word habit is like adhesive, sticky adhesive. It's very sticky. How it is very sticky, just like habits are sticky. Very difficult to kill or change bad habits into good habits. So let's examine the word. If you remove H, let's remove H. Still a bit remains. Does that make sense? Let's remove A. Still bit remains. Remove B. Still it remains. That is the nature of habits. You try to remove alphabet by alphabet. Still it remains. There are some traces somewhere or the other lingering, lurking within our consciousness, within our existence. So, habits is like a cable. We weave a thread of it each day and at last we cannot break it after a certain time. So, we have some quotes over here. Habits, the building rocks that form our lives. Just like you have a building and you have the building blocks. Similarly, if we look into our personality, especially as a human being, we as a human being, we are formed of these habitual building blocks. We are made of what kind of habits make us. That is what is to be understood. So before you realize that you have got a certain habit, the habit has got you. Many times people, they think, let me get into some habit. Let me start a new fresh habit. But before we realize that we try to become the lord and master of a certain habit, the habit becomes our lord and master. And we get totally conquered and captivated by not just one, two, but so many different kinds of habits, individually and collectively. Neendari. So, beautiful example is given. How do you find this nicely made bed? Habits are like that. It is said, habits are like soft, cozy beds. What is the good side of soft, cozy bed and what is the bad side of soft, cozy bed? That is what is the good and bad side of habits. Let's see. Very easy to get into. Soft, cozy bed, especially after this kind of class. Very easy to get into. Have you found anyone really struggling that how can I get into a soft, cozy bed? In fact, many times after attending seminars in the Hare Krishna temples, we become so expert that wherever we are, we make soft cozy beds. Even if we are standing, sitting, doing whatever, we make that into soft cozy beds. So yes, very easy to get into, but very difficult to come out of. And yes, early in the morning, we all have experience when the alarm goes off. The sound of alarm is the most dreadful sound when we are fast asleep and in the morning we don't want that alarm to go off, but we only have put that alarm. Why? Because of so many reasons, so that we can again go back into that soft, cozy bed for that day. So habits are like that, very easy to get into. So many habits, individually you can analyze yourself, your personal individual habits, right from your childhood up until now, in which you got into, and now the entire world put together is very difficult for the world to take you out of this soft, cozy bed. forget about any silly alarm. Even sometimes seminars, hours and hours of seminars on this particular topic will be so difficult for us to come out of those bad habits. So habits are like soft, cozy beds. Herein, of course, we are talking of what? What kinds of habits? Bad habits. Yes, habits, according to their nature, they are sticky, they are soft, cozy beds. If their habits are good, definitely that soft, cozy bed or that sticky glue, the form of that habit, will stick you, will keep you on the right track. But if our habits are not good, the habits are bad, then there is bad news. Then definitely we have to remain awake in this seminar, first of all. So we are talking of bad habits. And now please, we'll be going into details of bad habits. We are going to go threadbare. Don't just think that, okay, I'm sitting over here, I don't have those kind of bad habits which generally people talk of. No. Every single individual in this particular hall, including myself, there'll be a self-examination. There'll be an x-ray, individual x-ray of our consciousness and of our habits, which will be shown over here. Don't worry, we won't have names, but you all, we all can translate into our lives that yes, this is something which has been happening or might happen in my life. So always, to know something which is happening and to know something which might happen, both kinds of knowledge is always beneficial. So another beautiful quote about habits. Habits start being too weak to be felt, but then end up becoming too strong to be left. So remember, what is the phrase over here? Too weak to be felt, too strong to be left. And a beautiful example is given from the Apollo 11, 1969, when this space shuttle took off, blasted off into the space. The observation of this Apollo 11 space shuttle was, as you see over here, that whenever such kind of space shuttles are blasted off into the space, the amount of fuel which is required for this space shuttle to cut through the gravitational pull of this planet is 3 times more than the fuel required after it has passed through the gravitational pull. Which means we are like space shuttles and our habits are like gravitational pulls. What does gravitational force do to us? Everything, whatever goes up, it pulls down. Hindi mein kya kehte hain? Gurutvakarshan. To ye jo gurutvakarshan ki shakti hai, koi bhi cheez aap upar phenkne ki koshish karo, koi shanka, koi sandeh, wo niche aayegi. So how much these planes, you know, which go up, how much thrust, how much engineering is required for them to go against the gravitational force? Similarly, our habits, they keep pulling us down, just like gravity pulls us down. And good habits, like fuels, we have to use 3 times of more fuel to blast us off this gravity of bad habits in order to enter into the space of good habits. So this is the lesson which we learn from Apollo 11. So don't think even A space shuttle, in order to blast itself into the space, requires 3 times more fuel, more energy, more thrust. What to speak of we? So depending on every individual on this planet, especially we human beings, we have our individual gravitational pulls. For some, it is on a weaker side. For some, it is on the stronger side. So it depends how strong is the gravity of our bad habits. To that extent, we have to keep fueling this particular vehicle of our human birth. So this is a lesson from Apollo 11. Now, when we talk of repeated habits, two factors are responsible for whatever one does repeatedly. Jo bhi hum bar bar karte hain, do karan uske piche hote. One is the need factor and the other is the pleasure factor. Okay, so if you're all with me, then I'm going to ask you, what do you see in yourself or in the human society that people do repeatedly out of need factor? Let's begin with need factor. We do things repeatedly, like we are habitual to that. But it is out of need factor. Okay, I'll give you some hint. Physical body. Let's take physical body now first. That we as human beings, our physical body, it has certain needs because of which we repeatedly perform certain actions for catering to those physical needs. Like for example, what was that? loudly. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Of course, the animals also. But we see that animals, they're eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Just like I was watching in the morning, our Shamli and Davli, you know, every morning they both are taken out on this empty plot. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning I saw that our two cows, Shamli and Dhavli, they were having their food. And then I took my plate, also in the same direction, but not outside in the Prasadam hall. So I was just looking that for an animal like cow or bull, you know, it was just raw grass. And then I saw one truck pulled over, and the truck had, it was truckload of dry grass. And these cows were enjoying that dry grass. And then when we sit for eating, oh my God, we have so many different permutation and combination of what we want with this, what we want with that. She doesn't even ask for salt in that grass. Forget about tadka. Forget about any garnishing on that. So, because, you know, the animal, their body is designed in such a way that they repeatedly do that. And if you try to feed, in fact, it is prohibited that these animals, they should be fed with something cooked on a regular basis. If you feed them something cooked on a regular basis, their system will go bad. And in our case, if we keep eating grass like that, definitely won't produce milk. Like there was an atheist, he was on plane. And there was a small boy, and as the plane was about to take off, this small boy, he was a devout Christian, so he was praying to Jesus, you know, the cross like that. And this atheist, he saw all these, you know, superstitious, you know, fanatic believers in God. So he was looking down upon this little boy. And as the plane took off, this atheist, he asked this boy, "Shall we discuss something? Because it's like a couple of hours flight. So shall we talk? Shall we discuss something?" So the boy asked, "What do you want to discuss?" "Let's discuss about existence of God." Because he was an atheist, so he saw, we can have a good debate now. And definitely I am a scientist, I am this, I am that, and I can defeat this boy. So the boy, he said, "Wait a minute, before we go into discussion of the existence of God, let me ask you a few questions. Tell me, the cow, she eats grass. Yeah? Yeah, she eats grass. The goat also eats grass. Yeah, goat also eats grass. Tell me one thing, cow eats grass, goat eats grass. But you see, when the cow passes dung, it is semi-solid. And the goat also eats that same grass, but when the goat passes stool, it is, you know, they're like small balls. Why? Both animals, both eat the same food. Why their stool are of different consistency? Kyon ek gaay gobar deti hai aur kyon ek bakri? Lendi. Kyon bakri lendi deti hai? Why? Now he was totally dumbfounded, this atheist. He was scratching his head. He said, "I don't know. I have never analyzed, examined so closely." So this boy said, "My dear sir, you don't even know shit about life. Aur tum Bhagwan ke baare mein charcha karne chala hai." So, coming back on the physical body. So, we human beings, we have certain physicality. Depending on our certain physicality, we have certain traits. We have certain habits. Family upbringing. You may have two human beings born in the same hospital at the same time, same date, same nakshatra constellation. Constellation, everything same. One child goes into some family, other child goes into some other family, and according to the family upbringing, you will find that the child will have certain habits. One child going into North Indian family, one child going into South Indian family. So one child who is into the, say, Punjabi family, he's into balle balle stuff, you know. And one going into the South Indian family. Like one time, one Punjabi guy, he went to Tamil Nadu. And in Tamil Nadu, over there, they are not fond of Hindi language so much. For them, Tamil is the language. So our Punjabi guy, he went over there. So this Tamilian is asking, "Tamil, terima?" Correct me if I'm wrong. So in Tamil language, "Tamil, terima" means, डू यू नो तमिल लैंग्वेज? सो नाउ ही फर्स्ट टाइम गोइंग इन टू तमिलनाडु, एब्सोल्युटली ही डिडंट नो एनी तमिल, बट ही इज आस्किंग तमिल तेरुमा. सो ही सेड ओए खोते, तमिल अगर मेरी मां तो पंजाबी तेरा बाप. So according to the family upbringing, one will be into rice sambar, one will be into chole bhature, like that. So family upbringing, culture, country. You see, our habits, they change according to countries. Like, I just got back from UK. Nobody honks horns over there. And in India, behind the truck in bold letters it is written, keep sounding horn, blow horn, okay? They make sure, okay? Is my sound okay? और जोर से बजाओ. सो ड्राइविंग इन इंडिया, नो मैटर वेयर, इवन इफ द रोड इज एम्प्टी, पीपल विल यू नो स्टिल, कहीं कोई आ ना जाए. अरे सुन के आ जाएगा. सो देर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स अकॉर्डिंग टू द कंट्री, अवर हैबिट्स चेंज. लाइक यू नो ओवर देयर इन द वेस्ट, पीपल दे डोंट हैव हैबिट of doing everything by the side of the road. You know, in India, it's like, you know, a very common sight. It gives color to the day. But over there, it's something which is a taboo. So, you know, the need factor, physical body, family, culture, country. When we talk of pleasure factor, we get into certain habits depending on the kind of association we choose. Okay, this association gives me pleasure. So we become habituated to that kind of association. And then what that association does to us is, it gives us in return habits. Books we read, the kind of food we eat, the kind of movies we watch, the kind of music we listen to. Of course, each subject is such that we can go on and on and on, but we won't go into the details. Basically, the point we have to understand is that how these things, they influence our habits based on the pleasure factor. So we see that either we human beings, we are engaged in some repeated activity because of the need factor. If the need factor is taken care of, then it's the pleasure factor. So, to begin with, we have to understand, this is how habits begin with. Then, our human mind, it works on various levels. It is not just one conglomeration of, you know, a mass inside. There are various levels on which our human mind works. So, to begin with, we have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So 20% of our mind is made up of the conscious. The conscious mind we'll discuss, just like right now, hopefully you are all conscious of what is going on. Aap sachet hain. तो ये है आपका सचेत मन. सबकॉन्शियस इज अचेत मन. अचेत है लेकिन मन है. नहीं नहीं है. सो दैट इज 80% ऑफ द सबकॉन्शियस. सो वील डिस्कस मोर ऑफ व्हाट इज द कॉन्शियस एंड द सबकॉन्शियस. हियर इन यू सी, दिस इज एन आइसबर्ग. इन सर्टन ओशंस यू विल फाइंड, when icebergs are formed, like our famous Titanic, it struck on an iceberg, and because of that, you know, whatever happened. So herein you see, also in English there is this phrase, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So this is the actual image of an iceberg. You see how much of the iceberg is below the water and how much of the iceberg is above the water. So taking this example, if we connect it with the conscious and the subconscious, so what is above the water, that portion of the iceberg is our conscious mind. And what is below the water, the huge mass of ice, just look at the proportion, how much ice is above the water and how much ice is below, look at the proportion. To this proportion is our conscious and subconscious mind. So which is more powerful then? The subconscious mind is more powerful, because the subconscious mind, it is the storehouse of whatever the conscious mind has put into. So it's like the subconscious mind is like a godown, a wholesale. And conscious mind is like the retail. Or you may have, you know, the conscious mind is like window shopping. And subconscious mind is like the entire stock which is there. Wherever, the basement, or herein we can say basement. So, when we are talking of the subconscious and the conscious, we have to understand that how our scriptures explain that whatever we do, whatever we speak, eat, behave, whatever is our action, mentally or physically. Where do I go? What do I do? What do I say? It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. And we, as sentient human beings, why I say sentient human beings? Because our mind is very, very developed. Our intelligence is very developed. It is very active compared to the other species. So we have to understand the cycle. Now pay attention to the next slide, because the next slide is going to teach us how our habits are formed. So don't lose track of the point which we are on. So to begin with, as Krishna explains, that we come into this material world and we associate with matter. We associate with the three modes, sattvagun, rajogun, tamogun. And in that association, what happens is, just like all of you are sitting in this temple hall, there is a kind of association which is created over here. Even if you don't like, even if you don't want, you are in an association right now. So what happens in that association, whatever association we are in, the next level is that association influences our conscious mind. Just like, take for example, one of you, instead of in this temple hall, you go to Big Bazaar. So many people around, what are they doing? They are not chanting Hare Krishna there. In Big Bazaar, everyone is shopping. So when you go in that association, you see everyone shopping. Achha, ye bhi, achha, ye bhi lelo. Trolliyan bhar rahi hai, bhar bhar ke. Line mein, itni sari cheeze. What happens to you then? Your conscious mind. Arre, itne log kharid rahe hain. Main aise lukha bhar jau. Why? Let me buy something. Even if you don't need, let me buy something, you know, in that association. Just like you come over here. Over here, in this association, automatically, your conscious mind will look in any direction. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everywhere Krishna. Here also Krishna sitting. Here Krishna with Radharani. Here Krishna with friends. Here Krishna dancing. Krishna everywhere. So what will happen to your conscious mind? Your conscious mind will think of Krishna. Even if it doesn't want to, that association will make the conscious mind think of Krishna. Why I am emphasizing? Because our habits begin from association with Prakriti, Krishna explains, what we associate with. So it influences our conscious mind. Then, what does that conscious mind do? The conscious mind induces you into action. Just like the example of Big Bazaar. So your conscious mind got tempted by shopping. And then you put it in action. You bought something. Similarly, you are sitting over here, your conscious mind thinking about Krishna or something spiritual, automatically when the darshan opens, when the kirtan goes on, you may not know what is Hare Krishna, you may not know what is this melody these people are singing, you may not know what is going on, the person next to you, whether he is awake or asleep, you don't know anything, but still, automatically, the actions they start. So, the conscious mind induces one to perform action. One cannot perform an action if the conscious mind has not induced the senses to perform a certain action. Therefore, it is said an action is performed twice, one in the mind and then physically. The next step. The karma or the actions which we perform causes impressions on the subconscious mind. You see, when we perform a certain action, then our subconscious mind, which is this big in its magnitude, it gets impressions. Vrittiyan banti hai. Jab hamara sachet man hamare indriyon ko karmon mein lagata hai, wo indriyan jab karm mein lagti hain, to wo karmendriyan hamari vrittiyan banati hain hamare achet man mein. Sachet man karm karvata hai aur karm achet man mein vrittiyan banata hai, impressions. And then when the subconscious mind after repeated actions is having very strong impressions, then the conscious mind doesn't have to be conscious when you are doing certain activity which the subconscious mind has programmed itself. Then it takes over. Then it takes over the wheels, as they say. And then what happens is our subconscious mind forms our habits. Therefore, you will find that people, while driving, they are talking, while driving, they are drinking, eating, so doing so many things. Why? Because when they were learning how to drive, that time the conscious mind, okay, this is the gear, this is the accelerator, clutch, brake, you know. Initially, it becomes very difficult to register, but then over number of times as the person has driven the vehicle, without even looking, gears badal rahe hain, aage piche gaadi ja rahi hai, dekhne ki bhi zarurat nahi, idhar udhar dekh, traffic police dekhta hai fir usko. And he is doing so many things. Why? Because the subconscious mind has already all the impressions of that driving, and the conscious mind is thinking of so many other things while the subconscious mind is taking over the vehicle. That becomes a habit. We are talking of how a habit is formed. You all with me? Really? Okay. Hari bol ka bhi habit ho jata. So, now, don't get too afraid by that word. Habits, again, they have two factions. One is called addictive habit. Addictions. They are like serious. We'll discuss about those addictions. And then there are certain things which every human being has. They are called idiosyncrasies. Okay. Addictions, they are like diseases. They dis-ease us. And addictions, they cause us like harm and, you know, They hamper our progress as a human being, both physically and mentally, intellectually. So addictions, they come in the category of diseases. Whereas idiosyncrasies are our behavioral patterns. Everyone has a unique way of how one behaves. We'll go into the detail of both, of what addictions are and what idiosyncrasies are. So to begin with, addictions. These are common addictions, like someone who gets addicted to smoking. Now again, we all know that those who start smoking, the very first puff which they take, what happens? This thing. Coughs. You know? The lungs throw it out. In fact, the system doesn't allow. The system says, no, chimney mat banao isko. So therefore it said that, who is a smoker? A smoker is one who has fire at one end and fuel at the other. So repeatedly doing that, he looks at other smokers. My God, when they smoke, they don't cough. In fact, when they smoke, they live life king size. In fact, when they smoke, they are made for each other. Why I am not made for this? So then smokes again, 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 again. And then he becomes addicted. Then when he becomes addicted, that addiction is such that no matter what people try to do to take him off that smoking habit, it becomes like that chain which is so strong that it is not to be left now. So, we have this kind of addictions now. You see, some people, they don't like smoking, but they like this. And some people, they don't like this, but they like smoking. In fact, you won't believe, a person was addicted to smoking, I saw with my own eyes. And I was really shocked. This was, from Delhi I was coming on train. And this must have been some station in Gujarat, Surat or Vadodara, something like that. And I saw the train stopped, and on the platform there was one beggar. And this beggar, he didn't have both arms. He only had shoulders. You know, sometimes you see some beggars, you know, yahan se haath hi nahi. But then I saw that he was like reclining, you know, on a pole. On the platform there was one pole, and he was reclining on the pole. He was on the ground, no arms. And his right foot was like this, you know, Sai Baba style, like this. And there was a bidi in the big toe, and the finger next to the big toe, there was a bidi, and he was smoking like that. Well, what determination. So, some people are determined for some kind of addiction, some are determined for this kind of addiction. So what happens is, see, when we are talking of addictive habits, when people start justifying their addictive habits, that is the most dangerous situation they are in. So let's go further. I found some quotes where people who are alcoholics, people who are drunkards, you know, they have their own justifications of why they drink. Nasha sharab mein hota to nachti botal. So herein there is a good one. I am not an alcoholic. I only drink 2 times a year, on my birthday and when it's not my birthday. So, you know, all these things will go further also. How habits they induce one to justify whatever addictions they have. If I drink alcohol, I am alcoholic. But if I drink Fanta, does that make me? I am very much concerned about the ecology. In fact, this was on t-shirt one of our devotees saw. You know. So, it was a Bombay local train and he saw that that boy, he was reading newspaper. So, only half of the t-shirt was visible. So, half of the t-shirt he read, save water. He said, wow, nowadays youth, you know, they are into ecology. But then when he folded the paper and said, drink beer. So, justifications for addictive habits, herein we have. Doctor said, only 1 glass of alcohol a day. Abhi agar glass ko aap balti bana lo. So, at this point of time, I'd like to show you a 1 minute video. And this is a very interesting video. Can we have the lights off? This is yoga for wine lovers. Ki ek piyakkad, yahan kya bolein, darudya. Wo agar yoga karne jaye, to uska yoga kis prakar se hoga? So this is, as you see, he's already taken the position. And the bottle is there. So this is yoga for wine lovers. So, herein what, you know, habits make one into. One can use even yoga. One can use even philosophy. One can use even spirituality and say, Are ye to dev ras hai, som ras hai. All that kind of stuff. So, we are talking of addictions. And now, of course, addictions are something which we don't have to speak much. Definitely one has to come out of it. But then we took that another faction of habits is idiosyncrasies. So what do you mean by idiosyncrasies? Idiosyncrasies means whatever we do as our behavior. The way we speak. You find sometimes, you know, some people, no matter what, you know, their speech is of a certain kind. Like, you know, I had some of my batchmates who were from Haryana. And I saw that they have a certain way of speaking in Haryana. And it's not that they want to be offensive. But their speech is such that it appears that, come on, what are you wanting to say? Like if you ask someone over there, bhai tem kya hua hai? So the way he answers, he begins, kyun marega ke? सो बिगिंस यू नो टाइम नहीं बताएगा पहले मरेगा के फ्रॉम देयर ही बिगिंस एंड देन ही विल मे बी गिव द टाइम लाइक वन पर्सन फ्रॉम हरियाणा वाज आस्क्ड सर कैन आई डिस्टर्ब यू करके तो देख ताऊ बीड़ी जलावे मैं अगरबत्ती सुलगाऊं तेरी आरती करूं सो द वे यू नो दे स्पीक सर्टन वे सो दिस इज कॉल्ड इडियोसिंक्रेसी देन द वे वन ड्रेसेस दिस ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब्स persons idiosyncrasies or habits like there was a party going on and teenagers were there and because it was going on in a house so there were some elders also family members who were there overseeing the party so here was this man you know old man he was totally shocked looking at how the teenage rave parties are going on nowadays. So there was a person sitting next to this old man and he was talking to this person. He said, Lahol wala kuwat. Mujhe laga ki ye ladka hai. Dekho aajkal ke kapde. Baal kate hue, jeans, t-shirt. Lahol wala kuwat. Mujhe laga ladka hai, ladki nikli. So the person sitting next, oh, meri beti hai. So he said, oh, maam, mujhe nahi pata tha ki aap iske pita hai. Nahi, main maa hoon. Lahol wala kuwat. So, idiosyncrasies in connection with the way people dress and then the way people address both. The way people eat. One huge fat lady went to the doctor, you know, to reduce her weight and the doctor, he gave a diet plan, you know, that salad and sprouts and like that. So she asked, "Ek khane se pehle ki baad mein?" So the way you eat, the way you behave with others, and the way you react to situations. So people who are habituated with these idiosyncrasies, so all of this, you know, this list which you see in front of you, all of this put together in one word is called idiosyncrasies. And this makes the personality of a person. This makes the habit, the subconscious forms the habit and the habit forms the personality of this person according to the idiosyncrasies. To begin with, how many times we find ourselves in these habits? So we are going into these bad idiosyncrasies. Previous ones were addictions. No, these things are not like addictions. To some extent they are, but they are like, you know, very safe and mild in nature. So herein we have, you know, beware of these kind of idiosyncrasies in us. So everyone has to take this as personal self-examination. So beware of the nail clippers within ourselves. How many times we find doing this, you know, when India England last over, India Pakistan last over, wo over khatam hone se pehle nakhun pure khatam ho jate. Therefore, they say nail biting finish. They say there is an English phrase, nail biting finish. Your nails will be finished, but that finish has to be nail biting finish. So beware of these bad idiosyncrasies. in a cultured way they are called gold diggers. So beware of these kind of. And the worst part, you see, the worst part is when they do all that and they shake hands with you. Or kaise? Namaste. Therefore, you know, our Vedic culture is safe. Namaste. We don't know where all, you know, you have dug. So beware of the gold diggers. And sometimes the gold diggers are so desperate. That they may go to some other level in their gold digging. Then this is a very, very, you might find it very cute, very sweet when children, you know, they suck their thumb. So they are called beware of the nectar suckers. But to some extent, what happens is, even people when they grow up, or even animals looking at humans, there have been, you know, pets that they start imitating the human beings. Like there was a child and the child had this problem. Continuously would suck on his thumb. So the parents, they thought, we'll take this child to Ramdev Baba. Because anguta itna chusta hai. रामदेव बाबा के पास ले जाते हैं. रामदेव बाबा के पास सबके नुस्खे हैं. जो आप बीमारी बताओ, जो परेशानी बताओ, रामदेव बाबा के पास सबका इलाज है. सो दिस चाइल्ड वॉज अ थम सकर वॉज टेकन टू रामदेव बाबा. सो आफ्टर लर्निंग ऑल द योगा ही स्टार्टेड डूइंग दिस. देन इंस्टेड ऑफ दिस थम ही स्टार्टेड सकिंग ऑन द बिग टो. So herein we are talking of these kind of very, very apparently safe idiosyncrasies. Going further, we have people who are massive devourers of food and they become habituated to that. You won't believe there are kinds of people in the world that they eat and they immediately vomit it out. They induce it out. They induce puking so that they can eat more. Because andar to godam ke capacity hai na. So they are called gluttons. In English this word is there, gluttons. They are into this kind of habit. Then herein we have, many times we'll find in India also now, they are called couch potatoes, which means on couch, slowly, alu bante ja rahe ho. They're becoming like potatoes because eating also potato chips and the couch is also cozy like potato. So becoming like potato and watching all that stuff, not moving at all. Even the eyes are glued, even they don't move. Unblinking eyes. So this becomes addictive and they are called couch potatoes. So mind is like blotting paper. Now what is the quality of blotting paper? You just touch the nib, the ink pen, and all that ink which is there in that, you know, the capacity of the ink pen is sucked in by the blotting paper. So mind is like that. We have to decide what ink we have to come in contact with. What ink the mind of ours have to come in contact with. Because it's like blotting paper. No matter where it goes, it's going to absorb things. And then, hey, dhokla nahi hai, by the way. This is sponge. So mind is like sponge. So what is the quality of sponge? Sponge also, it gets into, whether you put the sponge in dirty, filthy water, whether you put the sponge in crystal clear water. The sponge is going to have that thing in it. And also, when you squeeze it then, that is what it's going to release. So mind is like that. It first takes in, and then when time comes to release, just like the sponge, whatever it has taken in, the same thing it's going to release. So herein, we'll see what is the power of the subconscious mind. Because herein we are talking of habits, and habits are formed because of the subconscious mind. So we'll have a small exercise at this point of time. Okay. So this works, no? So we have whiteboard over here, and Krishna, can you get up? So, Krishna, can you write big letters? I am servant of Krishna. Lord Krishna. Dusra nahi hai pen. Okay. So how do you find his handwriting? Legible? You all can see? Huh? Okay. Wait. So now you try writing with your left hand. Try. आप तो दोनों में माहिर हैं, फैंटम के जैसे दोनों से बंदूक चलाते हैं। I have the mic. Okay, so what was your experience, Krishna? Now, can you just share the difference in writing with your right hand and writing with your left hand? What was your experience?
While writing with my right hand, I did not be conscious. I could write it very easily. While I had to put in some effort while writing with my left hand. Okay. And still it was not that easy.
Yeah. And it took more time?
It took more time, and probably it was more dirty also.
Yeah. Well, you're more or less very good in both. So with this small exercise, what do we see? That just like a simple habit of writing with whatever hand we write with. Mostly we find people, they are, you know, mic aa jata habit ho jata na pakad. So when we say we are right handed, when we write with our right hand, we don't have to, you know, think, okay, spelling, are servant ka kya spelling, like that. You know, unless somebody doesn't know at all about that particular, you know, word or spelling. But subconsciously we keep writing. We don't have to see also at the piece of paper. We can write without seeing. And then the same thing, trying to write with the left hand, because we are not habituated, so the subconscious mind immediately tells to the conscious mind and to the senses, to the hand, hey, stock mein nahi hai. क्या नहीं है? लेफ्ट हैंड से लिखने का जो प्रोग्राम है वो सबकॉन्शियस के स्टॉक में नहीं है. एंड देयरफॉर अ न्यू इंप्रेशन हैज टू बी क्रिएटेड इन द सबकॉन्शियस माइंड इफ वन हैज टू चेंज फ्रॉम राइट हैंड टू लेफ्ट हैंड. सो हियर इन वी आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग जस्ट वन लिटिल सिंपल एक्ट ऑफ राइटिंग. We become so habituated, our subconscious mind, it trains us so very well that a little change in that, we become disturbed. Okay, so we'll have another exercise. Now this is I have the mic. There will be a paragraph now on the screen. And okay, we'll have one person who will try to read it out. And all of you can try to read out in your mind. And let's see that what is our experience. Try to read this.
Phenomenal power of the human mind according to research.
Loudly, loudly. Can you start slowly and loudly?
The phenomenal power of the human mind according to research at Cambridge University doesn't matter in what order the letters in a word are. The only important thing is that the first and the last letter be in the right place. The rest can be a total mess and you can still read it without a problem. This is because the human mind does not read every letter by itself, but the word as a whole. Amazing who. Till today, I always thought spelling was most important. So if you can read this, then know the power of the human mind.
Arriva! Let's give a big round of applause. So we see, you have a very powerful subconscious mind here, and we can see. And I guess all of us, it was not very difficult for us to read this paragraph, although every single word was misspelled, was jumbled up. But what made us read it so fluently, what made us understand it so correctly? The subconscious. All these words, the subconscious mind had it right inside. The correct spelling was in the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind and the senses were looking at the incorrect spelling. But the subconscious mind was not allowing the tongue to pronounce it incorrectly. Is it not? Correct? So herein we can see, this is the power of the subconscious mind. So my dear friends, what are we trying to come up to? That we have to focus on what we put in our subconscious mind consciously. To that extent, we'll be adept in doing good things if our subconscious mind is just filled with good habits. If our subconscious mind is filled with something which is beneficial for us in this human form of life. Like for example, thinking about God, chanting God's name, doing good things, having positive attitude, so on and so forth. So, now after understanding the power of the subconscious mind, now we come to how to break our bad habits or addictions or those idiosyncrasies within us. Now, very interestingly, what happens is we tend to always snooze our life. You know what is the meaning of snoozing our life? Like in alarm, you have the snooze button. What is the meaning of snooze button? Or thoda 10 minute baad. Snooze button means relax. Uthna hai, aram se. Thoda aur sole. What is snooze button? Aur sole. So in our life also, when it comes to these bad habits or idiosyncrasies, we put our life into snooze mode. Baad mein karenge. Kal karenge. Naak mein haath nahi dalna hai, kal se band kar paunga. Naakhun nahi kaatna hai, baad mein jab badhenge, phir baad mein main nail cutter se. Abhi to bahut maza aa raha. Like that. So, small things, but then bigger things. Those things which really affect our progress as human being. When we postpone it, there is a word in English called procrastinate. When we procrastinate, postpone, then we are putting our life into the snooze mode. As it is said, snooze it and then lose it. So to begin, if we want to begin to break our bad habits, we have to do that when? Not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow. Not even an hour later, not even a minute later, we have to do it right now. Get up, wake up, do it right now. Just do it. The Nike sign, just do it. And what we have to do? We have to break the chain of bad habits. Don't try to untie it. You have to break the chain of the bad habits. And when you break that chain, then you will find yourself on the path of liberation. So there is this principle called the GIGO principle. Very interesting. GIGO principle is garbage in, garbage out. Good in, good out. Remember the example that mind is compared to a sponge. So same over here. Sponge, you put in filthy water, garbage in. You squeeze it, garbage out. Mind is like that. You put your mind into some gutter of this world, some media which is like filthy cesspool, and then you take it out. Wherever you will go, that sponge will release all that filth. So you watch some filth, you see some filth, you hear some filth, you eat or whatever, you speak some filth, and then garbage in, garbage out. Instead of that, the GIGO principle should be good in and good out to begin with. Then mind is like a blank DVD. It's up to you what you want to copy on it. It's like blank DVD. Mind is like plain canvas. You are the painter. The colors are there. Prakriti gives you the color. You are the painter. The canvas is plain. It depends on you what kind of painting you want to make on the plain canvas of your mind. Mind is like the uncultivated field. Whether you put weeds or whether you put seeds, it's up to you. That is what will grow in the field of our mind. What kind of seeds we sow. As they say that check your thoughts. Soon your thoughts will turn into words. Whatever we think comes out in our words. Check your thoughts will turn into words. Check your words will turn into actions. Check your actions, because that will make your character. Why? Because your repeated actions will make your habit. And that habit will make your personality, your character and your destiny. It's like potter's clay. It's the same clay the potter uses to make something very useful and worthwhile, and the same clay can be used to bury a dead body. The same clay can be used to uplift someone's consciousness. So similarly, our mind is like that potter's clay. So to begin with, how to break these bad habits, again now we have a 3-point solution. The first solution to begin with is to set micro targets. What happens is, whenever we listen to a seminar like that, okay, from tomorrow onwards, I'm going to become a saint. No, we should not set such macro targets. We have to set realistic goals. Why we have to set realistic goals? Say, for example, somebody wants to reduce weight. So if somebody says, I'm overweight, so tomorrow I want to reduce 10 kilos. It cannot happen. Be realistic. So have micro targets, which gives confidence. Why? Because it will last till you change into a better person. So those targets should last until you change. Not that before you change, the targets change. That should not happen. Now this is interesting. The second point, starve your bad habits. What do you find over here? Ek machis ki tili, wo bhi adhi jal chuki hai. Aur kitne sare addictions hain. So like that, we start starving our bad habits. Don't feed, just like a ringmaster in a circus. What he does, if he wants to train a ferocious lion, he starves. He starves the lion for 1 week, and the lion is so hungry and has become so weak that the lion is ready to do anything to just get some food. And then the ringmaster, okay, jump from this ring, do this, that, and then you'll get a piece of meat. And the lion follows. So how the lion becomes desperate? Because the lion is starved first. So similarly, our habits have to be first starved. Then the third point is, stay away from tempting association. Herein, those people, those objects, those situations where we prone to get attracted, a drunkard, imagine if every day he is working as a bartender. What do you expect? He can't be a teetotaler over there. He has to drink because he's addicted to that, and he's in association day in and day out with that kind of stuff. So stay away from those tempting association. We all know who are those people, what are those objects, those situations which tempt us into those bad habits. Then the triple S formula. Sustain and abstain method. Starve bad habits, abstain from bad people and bad objects, stay away from tempting environment and association, supplement with good habits. Which means, we are coming to what Krishna is saying in the last line of today's verse. Are you all still with 3.33? So, Krishna is saying, Nigraha kim karishyati? That when it comes to your idiosyncrasies, your swabhav, your nature, your habits, you have to not repress them, but replace them. So, herein we are talking of the 2R formula. What Krishna is actually wanting to tell to Arjuna is the 2R formula. What is the 2R formula? Replace Arjun, don't repress. So we have to replace, and replace with what? Not something which is degraded than the original. As herein, we have to receive a higher taste through the higher connection. Or herein, Krishna is saying with his connection, which is Krishna connection. So some simple examples of this 2R formula, replace, don't repress. Bad habit, imagine somebody has a bad habit of borrowing things. You know, many people have. They keep borrowing, they don't need, but stay, keep borrowing. So replace it with, start lending to others. If somebody is addicted to this habit of borrowing, then one can start to get over this bad habit by replacing it. How? Lending it in a while. So what is the higher taste one will get? Helps to see how lenders feel, the joy of sharing. That is the higher taste one will get. So when you have the higher taste, then it will be very easy for one to replace. Then another example, bad habit, addicted to watching TV. Replace it, read some soul uplifting book. Go to peaceful places like temples or natural scenic spots instead of becoming a couch potato in front of that idiot box. Then, what is the higher taste one gets? As one slowly begins to enjoy it, TV doesn't seem to attract anymore. Another example, speaking ill of others. People have this bad habit. Replace it by saying good things about the same people. Yes, it's very difficult, especially in Kali Yuga. But when we try to do that, what happens is, we develop a distaste for backbiting and fault finding, feel inner satisfaction and joy. Lord Krishna will bless us with all the good qualities which we are glorifying and seeing in the other person. So become like honeybee, always looking for nectar not like a fly. Lot of flies you see around this season. They are always looking for some filth here and there. So this is the sum and substance of that one line which Krishna said. Nigraha kim karishyati. What will repression accomplish? So at the end, I would like to show you another video. Now this is, it's a very funny one. It's about an English teacher. And this English teacher, he is trying to teach English when it is not his language. So we find many times that if it's not our language, what to speak of speaking it, if we try to teach to someone. So that's what Krishna is saying again, that don't try to enter into milk if you are fish. Remember the example? If you are fish, remain in water. So here in one example is there, Nigraha Kim Karishyati, that someone who is trying to teach English in a way wherein he is not accomplishing anything. Forget about the students, he is not accomplishing for himself. So, this is just in case the last slides were a little on the heavier side. So, to lighten you up, what Krishna is saying, that be in your prakriti, don't try to go into someone else's prakriti. So here is a funny English coaching class.
Hey, hello. You long hair and lanky fellow. Stand where you're sitting. Teacher enter, no notice. Full insulting. You mother father's menace, this.
Sir, वो बात ऐसी है.
Speak in English. This English coaching, not a local language.
Actually, talk was that Sarji ki
discussion. Oh no, stop.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, ka baby. You together thinking, English speaking like a rice ball eating? No, never, not. English speaking, not a children play. English speaking like a undertaker play. Taj Mahal create.
Taj Mahal create.
Yes. Again time. Careful. Again time this behavior. So touch to my finger friend. You chick. So big chick. You chick. Red red chick. Understand?
Yes.
The postman, the busy man, the collector letter from the fever. Student and banda. Listen up.
So, basically, hope you understood what was happening over here. That, you know, this is a very basic thing when we are talking of our natural idiosyncrasies, when we are talking of a certain culture, when we are talking of certain language or behavior. What essentially Krishna is saying to Arjun, that Arjun, you are born a warrior. You are born a kshatriya. And you are trying to speak a different language. In the first chapter, Arjun's language was not that of a kshatriya. Arjun's language was something like this. And therefore, Krishna was having a good hearty laugh the first chapter. And then, when Krishna started to speak the language of Arjun. And what was the language of Arjun? It was his swabhava. And that is what Krishna is essentially saying, that he has created varnashram, he has created these different swabhavas so that we can fit ourselves in a particular swabhava which we are most comfortable and grow from there on. to understand the absolute truth. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So now, 3.34. आ जाते हैं हिंदी में फिर से. राग और द्वेष यह दो डाकू के समान हैं. तो यदि आपको जानना है कि ये दो डाकू कैसे हैं, इनका स्वरूप क्या है, तो अगले बुधवार को इसी समय इसी जगह पर हम देखेंगे भगवद गीता के इस 34वें श्लोक में भगवान इन दो डाकुओं के विषय में क्या बोल रहे हैं. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की. ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भगवद गीता की. Yeah, you have something to say? खैर मेरे कुछ दोस्त थे. रोहतक के थे वो. नहीं नहीं नहीं, वो मैं केवल कुछ व्यक्तियों के विषय में बोल रहा था जो रोहतक के थे. नहीं, मैं किसी व्यक्ति के विषय में नहीं बोल रहा था. मैं ये बोल रहा था नहीं, मैं बता रहा था कि कुछ लोग, उनके बोलने का